Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
3 o'clock, Tiger Baseball, 40 minutes. And look, it's what we've been talking about outside of the football today. It's a couple of different things. Your over-under's 80.5. Rico highlighted the early schedule. They haven't been over 500 on May 1st since 2016. You don't play anybody your first 11 games. You play teams I think you're better than.
Yeah.
So would it kill you to get out to a decent start? And we talked about a couple other things. I mean, I'm 84 wins. Rico's 86. Kenny's 83. It's just, we all think they'll be better than last year, but not good enough to get us what we want. And I put that squarely on Scott Harris and ownership.
See, I think they'll be good enough that they still will become buyers like they tried to do last year. Well, actually, they were sellers in the end. They were trying to get rid of E-Rod, but he wasn't going to be here anyway. But that they'll pick up somebody at the trade deadline that will help push them into that final couple of weeks of the season. Well, they can actually see if they can win this division. That's what I see. So that's why I got them at 86.
248-539-9797. The other thing, Javi Baez. Where's Harvey? He's hitting eighth. And I think it's important because this is a move they really didn't want to make last year. There were multiple shows we came on the air going, wait, AJ, you're batting him cleanup? Really? Starting the season eighth, AJ Hinch has a tone about Javi Baez that is appropriate, which is simple. Look, he's got a hit. I mean, we're going to put him at the bottom of the order, see what we can do. That's the equivalent of saying we've given up. He is what he is. Last stop. I do wonder if we get 30 games in, 50 games in, if there's a chance our dream comes true and Harvey is just DFA'd. Look, Kreidler outplayed him in spring training. It wouldn't be hard. A dead guy would have outplayed him. But if you're a team and you're all about young and developing, we don't want to block anybody, the ultimate blockade is a corpse at shortstop who hasn't been league average since the day you signed him. In fact, he's been about 20% worse.
The only justification you have for playing him is because of how much money he makes, not what the production on the field.
Yeah, and I don't care. 248-539-9797. I also want to ask these questions. Just some fun opening day questions for you guys. You can pass on these if you have an opinion on one, all, whatever it is. So I asked you earlier, does Javi finish the year with the team? You say yes. Kenny says yes. I'm saying no. I think there's actually a chance this guy's not here. I'll say no for fun.
Question, I hope you're right.
I know. Question two. Torque hits at least 35 homers. His ascension into becoming Pete Alonso.
Wait, hold on. I get to do you. Mike, that's a good number, Mike.
Is this a receipts thing? Are we keeping receipts here?
No, the receipts will come a little bit later. I wonder, Kenny, I wonder what I for David.
I let the deflator do that stuff. I don't need to hold
it's receipts. A real deflator move, right?
I'm just trying to have a baseball conversation with friends.
Kenny, I'm waiting for David, but you know what? Any home runs hit over the weekend will be counted. So these are bonus home runs. 35. I want to say yes.
Okay. The deflator. Kenny.
I'm with the deflator again. I'll say yes.
All right. Tarek Skubal finishes top three in Cy Young voting.
I'm going to say no.
Okay. He seems sad about it, Kenny.
No, I think it's going to be one of those things where it won't be his fault. It'll be because of the team he plays for.
Yeah, that win-loss record seems to be important to a lot of people for some reason.
It's the dumbest stat for pitchers on the face of the earth.
I agree.
Where he's sitting there at 14-11, but he balled out and did everything else. But, yeah, we can't give the Cy Young winner to a 14-11 pitcher.
His whip is fine. His ERA isn't terrible. But you know what? Yeah, no, I'm with you, Rico.
By the way, last year, if you want to know the numbers he needs to step off of, a 2.8 ERA, he gave you 15 starts, obviously. We're looking for closer to, like, I don't know, double the innings at like 160. But in 80 innings, he had 102 strikeouts. This is a guy that if he is able to pitch 160 innings, he could have 220 strikeouts. High strikeout, low ERA, flashy. He's got electric stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's not going to be on his own undoing. It's going to be because of the team he plays for.
All right. This is a personal one for me. Jack Flaherty gets hurt again. Flaherty hasn't been good since 19. I'm rooting for him, and I know his velo is up in spring. But Jack Flaherty staying healthy, those two things don't really go together. Does Jack Flaherty make as many as 20 starts for this baseball team?
No.
Okay, Kenny.
Yeah, once the injury bug strikes pitchers, it's tough.
Keeps coming back.
Yeah. All right, let's.
Well, all of a sudden, yeah, you get that walk out to the mound. I thought I heard something. Skip.
Let's let, 6 to 8 weeks.
Yep. Let's let the deflator partake in this one. You know, here we go. Colt Keith finishes top five in AL Rookie of the Year voting.
I do think he's going to have a good year. I'm going to go yes.
Inflator. All right, go ahead, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rico. Top five.
All right.
Better stop agreeing with me so much, Kenny.
All right, and the last one, and it's interesting. Casey Mize regains some of our hope by being the Tigers' third best arm.
No.
Deflator. All right, go ahead.
He'll be injured by June.
Yes. Oh, come on.
See, I didn't say that. Kenny Cott said that.
Nice. I'll be the deflator for a segment. That's fine.
All right, let's go to the ticket text, 248-539-9797. Go ahead, Kenny.
John from Shelby, I'm over here thinking 85 wins. We will definitely win today by two. So run line, I guess, if you want to bet.
Well, I mean, it's the White Sox. Don't look to me for baseball betting.
That's why these first 11 games, no pressure, but you're never going to have it this easy.
Why is Kerry Carpenter on the bench to start this season, Mike, from Westland?
Because he doesn't play against lefties. And this is the guy you were upset at that I, God forbid, wanted to, quote, block by bringing in a J.D. Martinez or a Matt Chapman. I don't know what to tell you. He doesn't play against lefties.
This is business as usual for the Tigers. They have two jobs, be in the mix by the 4th of July and take us to Lions football.
Yeah, but all right, let me ask this question to the people. You're driving around, it's opening day, and I know it's not home opening day, but guys, when do we stop with that? When is that not enough? Think about how sad that is. This is a team that hasn't been relevant in a decade, hasn't been 500 after the month of April in 8 years. And literally, we all have accepted, hey, can they just not be total ass by the time the Lions open up camp? Like, when is that not enough? Help me understand you.
I guess until they finally do something, Mike. But yeah, I'm with you. Like last year showed you. Okay, it was kind of fun. All of a sudden it was August and we were still talking baseball. There was still a chance that you could do something in a bad division. But yeah, it's just, I think now with the excitement of the Lions, people just want something. You know what it reminds me of? And you'll get this, Mike. back in the day, it was MSU football. Can you at least get us to March Madness? I mean, Midnight Madness. And then we'll start caring about hoop season.
You must have been talking to different people. You never heard those words leave my mouth.
No, I'm talking when you were a student, not when you were on the air. I'm talking like back in the day.
Okay.
Back when you still liked them.
Back when Nick Saban had his original nickname? Nick the...
Oh.
Mm-hmm. 248-539-90. Yeah, Nick Saban at Michigan State wasn't very nice to people.
No.
All right, we'll get more of the people. We'll continue it along. It's an opening day. We'll get you to Tiger Baseball in about 30 minutes. 97.1.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're just proving me right that this town just sees the ball game as something nice to do. You're waiting until Friday to go down there and hang out and get drunk and eat hot dogs and be with your buddies. That's the real opening day. Not today. You might as well be in Lakeland right now. These games are the spring training games, except they actually count. Except these are games that if you win, you could put yourself in a good spot. But apparently, Detroit, you're exactly what I thought you are as Tiger fans. You show up to the games. You want to have fun. If they win, they win. If they don't, no biggie. So,
God, I hate you.
I'm sorry, I went to the phone lines.
No, it's bizarre to me because I'm excited for baseball. Does that mean I'm old? But I also realize these are real games. And that while baseball can be a bit of a death march, 162, they all count. Hey, go back to 08-09, you don't believe me. Game 163, every game counts. Mm-hmm. Like, there should be some optimism in the air. There should be some excitement.
They're starting on the road.
The wings are falling on their face. The Pistons never got out of bed this year. And the Lions ain't coming walking through that door anytime soon.
No. But because they're starting on the road, it's almost like these games don't count. And no, that's not true, because this is a series you can take and actually do something.
So are we a bad baseball town?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes, we are. It's what I say they are, that everybody gets mad. Like, oh, no, we're better than that. Are you?
Well, they don't demand anything from the team, so that, that would be a start.
No, the fact that...
And it's opening day, and I'll be honest, the shows prior to us had more success talking about, you know, what's your favorite toenail? You got 10 to pick from, 2, 4, 8, than they did talking Tigers. Yeah. So maybe we're just idiots for being excited about baseball.
Doug broke down the toilet paper escapade, so, yeah.
No, that's not real.
That's real.
Jeff is confirming that's okay. Kenny, the ticket text, please. I am ignoring both of you. My God.
The Tigers are believe it when I see it. I have to see them actually win 80-plus games to believe that they can do it.
Hold on. So that's the barometer? Be average? The team hasn't been relevant in a decade. Why can't it be us? Why can't we want more? 81-81, who celebrates that? No one. I really don't understand it. You're in a god-awful division.
Because this team has been so bad for so long. But yeah, 81-81 is a celebration, because it means, you know what? Here, wait for it. You didn't have a losing season. You broke even.
Yeah, well, one problem. You're talking to somebody, second place is first loser. So I got nothing for you. You can take that down the street.
I get it. But this is Tiger fans. 81-81, you might as well be putting up a banner saying, we didn't have a losing season for the first time.
Kenny's laughing, and I don't see anything to laugh about. Tell me, Kenny. Share with the classroom.
You know what? Jeff has an update on calls. That's what I was laughing about.
Oh, please. Yes, Jeff.
Yeah, Mike, most of the calls have been, what channel is the Tiger game on today?
Got it.
Is it on Bally still?
You should be listening on 97.1 The Ticket. But I will tell you, the biggest addition this team made in the offseason was Jason Benetti.
Yes.
That if you're not going to listen to the game on the ticket, you actually have a real broadcaster doing television now. Jason Benetti's elite. He's not good. He's great. You have a great TV play-by-play man. Benetti is a pleasure to listen to. I mean that. There's no smarm in it.
Yeah, I mean, he's good at baseball. He's good at hoops. He's just good.
Excellent.
Across the board.
Excellent. So. The problem is he shouldn't be the best bat that we signed, because he doesn't play.
He's not batting eighth.
He may as well. At least I know Jason Benetti's war would be zero. Javi has a chance to go negative.
One hit in spring training. Wow.
Kenneth?
But you're paying him $20 million, so you got to play him.
No, you don't.
Mike, that's what I was trying to say. You weren't here, but people are like, well, no, you haven't. No, you don't. Just go ahead and put him on the bench. Well, you can't embarrass him.
Why?
He embarrasses himself. You're not doing anything but holding up a mirror. That's it. He's James Brown. You're Maceo. You're just holding that mirror up to him.
I don't catch that reference, but okay. Kenny.
85 wins and the Tigers barely miss out on winning the division. That's from Nick at work.
Now, hold on. Wouldn't that upset you? To win 85 games and barely miss out, knowing you had this nothing burger of an offseason? That would really bother me.
You had players that could have added 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wins, maybe.
Right.
And you didn't. And you probably missed the playoffs in that scenario by 1 or 2 games, you know?
I want Scott Harris to be right because of the product. I don't care about being right. In fact, I'd love to be wrong. Oh, hell, maybe Andy Ibañez is the next great thing in baseball. Well, I don't care.
Well, that's what I said. I would love to, if you just came out and said, you know what, Javi Baez was average this year and we knew what we were doing. Okay, great, because that means you probably won more games. Like, maybe Javi was the reason you won 5 or 6 extra games, and that puts you, and yeah, the bar is low that you were in the race for the division going into your final 2 series in September.
I got to tell you, it must be nice to be Chris Yelich. You can just own a baseball team. Nobody holds you to any standard. Nobody demands anything. Your team goes out and does largely nothing.
It takes
and the same group of media will come down to your ballpark and eat party snacks and write articles about it.
It takes a lot to come up with the new menu every year. A lot of thought.
Crazy Puffs.
With cheese.
I saw a new burger on the menu, too. It looked pretty good.
Thanks, Wojo.
Hey!
Let's go to the people, see what they got to say. And again, I think they're going to win 84 games. I don't think they're going to be worse than last year. But I'm not interested in anything other than winning the division. Playoffs. Like, it's, come on, man. It's been a decade. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Good, hey, man. What's up?
They did the bare minimum to get better. They had a chance to do way more, and they just, we'll just do a little here, a little there. So I'm not that excited about it.
Yeah. Mike, let me ask you a question, because maybe I'm missing the mark on it. Like, do you think a majority of Tiger fans is actually annoyed with the team? Or do you think okay, good. All right, that makes me feel better, because I feel
almost
like
a silent protest.
Yeah, I feel like people are kind of out in space a little bit, Mike.
It's a long season, you know, and they could have done more. Are they even league average yet in their salary?
No, they're $55 million below league average.
And I know we're higher market than that.
Yep. And that's ridiculous. Mike, I'm with you, and I say this a lot. I'll say it again. I have always viewed this organization as more than this town, meaning, no, we're not the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers. You don't need to be. I view you as the American League equivalent of the St. Louis Cardinals, an iconic Midwestern franchise, iconic logo, some tradition, some unbelievable players. I just cannot fathom. Like, St. Louis is a baseball crazy town, and they make demands of their Cardinals. I don't understand how someone like Chris Illich, who is a nothing burger in the owner game in baseball, has done nothing, has accomplished nothing. How are there not more demands made upon him and this organization to give us a legitimate product? Mm. Not being 500 after the month of April since 2016, not being relevant in a decade. Rico, please.
No, Mike, what you're saying makes sense.
Crazy puffs.
No, using the St. Louis thing because they really only have two sports to really root for there. You know, you got the Blues and you got the Cardinals. We're here. Maybe you have too many options that.
What about Billiken's basketball?
Mm-hmm. Maybe they just have too many options here where this team is bad. So I'm just going to put them to the back burner until you start winning something. And especially because the Lions did well.
All right, then you're not a baseball fan. Because that's just not how it works.
I understand.
Like,
you're a baseball fan when the weather gets warm.
But, like, look at New York. You can hate New York all you want. It's a baseball town. They have 50 teams. The Yankees and the Mets have talked about 365. It's a baseball town. I wouldn't dare bring up the Tigers during the offseason.
It's the only teams you have in New York.
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding, Mike.
I'm just making.
No, I was kidding. Oh, Giants,
like,
and Jets.
Oh,
and
I know they're largely ass. I'm just making a point. Like, the Tigers, baseball, there's a romanticism to it. It's your summer, and there has to be more of a standard. Like, I can't believe that the Pistons are the most underreported story in sports. I mean it. Rico, we did the topic the other day, and I was really pleased. Our listeners, you know, vibed, it connected. They are the process Sixers bad, mm-hmm. Except they're trying. Like, but do I think people are angry? No. I think people have just said, F it, I'm out. That's what I can't figure out.
And I think the same happened with the Tigers years ago, where they just said, until you're willing to go out there, you heard some of the callers, go sign some people, go increase your payroll, show me you care before I care.
All right. Listen, I'm trying to figure it all out because maybe I talk too much baseball in the summer. I like baseball.
No, you're fine. It's just, it's baseball and then it's Tiger baseball. Like, there's real baseball.
And then
it's here.
Then the Harvey bar.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's up, Mo? How you doing?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing. How you doing, everybody?
Excellent.
Good. Now, here goes the thing. Mike, what are you talking about? The Tigers, they improved the playing, and they also improved the training camp down in Lakeland. They're doing great. They're doing everything for the fans. They're doing everything they need to do.
I forgot about the plane. I forgot about the plane. Yes.
Hooray. Right. Let me know when we get a ride on it, Mo.
Yeah, they're giving us a ride already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, What? We need a third baseman. We need a designated hitter. Carpenter is not it. Martinez cost $12 million. We should have been doing that. He should be right here, and we should be having some fun. But we got Carpenter in the lineup today instead of Martinez. And he only cost
$12 million. You don't even have Carpenter in the lineup today because he doesn't play against lefties. Seriously. I'm not busting your chops, Mo. I'm shooting you straight. I mean, it's laughable to me in this division, and maybe it pans out. Andy Ibañez, your leadoff hitter, starting at third. You know, Matt Vierling is your DH today, I believe. I got to double-check the lineup card. Like,
I think so.
Come on, man. And you want to sit here and tell people, like, what? You're reinventing baseball? This is my problem with a lot of people in baseball.
The Vierling's right field.
Okay, so then it's Canna's your DH.
Nope. Yes, Canna, yes. 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 So...
Now, I could give you a gesture that would represent my excitement about Mark Canna being the DH, but
right back at you.
I'm not going to do that. Let's just go to Jeremy instead. It'll be more positive. Jeremy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. What's going on? Hey, I'm a baseball fan. I'm a Tigers fan. I think the reason why everything's off to such a slow start this year as far as the fan involvement, we didn't get anything done that excited anybody in the offseason. We still got Javier Baez in the lineup. Our guy that hit 30 home runs that we got excited about last year hit 150 in spring ball. Like, it's nothing going on to get us excited, and it's a 162-game season. Nobody wants to blow their wad of excitement weekend one when we need to take a look at this team. Like,
yeah.
We need to see what's going on for certain people to get excited because, like I said, you get excited now. Then by game 30, I mean, people are burnt out on it. Like, it's nothing in this team that's gotten us excited if they don't get off to a good start.
So show me something, and then you'll get excited.
Yeah. No, and Jeremy.
I'm excited because I'm a baseball fan, but I'm saying as the masses, like, when I say something about watching the game today at 4 o'clock on a sunny Thursday, everybody's like, man, what are you doing? Like, we're not watching a baseball game today. Like, it's just no
Jeremy,
mass excitement because of the family.
This team got handed 11 games to start the year off. Like, are winnable games. You can easily be 8-3.
That frustrates me. This is the other thing that frustrates me. Like you were saying, hey, we start off with the White Sox, a team that didn't make the playoffs last year. Guess what? In Chicago, they're saying, hey, we start off with the Tigers who didn't make the playoffs last year. They got Javi Baez. And, like, we're the same team to other people that we say until we see otherwise.
So is this what it feels like being a deflator?
Yes. Jeremy is now the deflator. No, I mean, I get what Jeremy's saying.
Yeah.
And, look, understand, part of that whole Max Clark, Wyatt Langford thing I did earlier in the week. Think about the excitement if it was Wyatt Langford hitting cleanup and starting and left today. Like, that's the problem. And I do understand on that level that, no, there's not, you know, Cole Keith is kind of the excitement, Torque, excitement, Scooble. But you're right. It's hard for the average person, I guess, when the offseason was so disappointing. So, and we waited for this offseason for a long time. Also, we could sign. Look, Maeda's a solid arm. But ain't exciting. Jack Flaherty, I didn't get. I hope I'm wrong. You know, Mark Canna. Like, come on, man. Really?
And Baez showed that, you know what? I can regress even further.
I can go 1-80.
There you go.
It's a very exciting time. All right, listen, Tiger baseball's coming up next. I'll be with Stoney tomorrow. The Godfather, brought to you by Speaker City. He'll be joining me tomorrow. Enjoy your Tiger baseball next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.